He was trying to think of a way to trick his way in, when he heard paws padding quickly down the stair behind him, and the hedgehog saluted.
"Open the door," snapped Padra. "Nobody's allowed in," said the hedgehogs together. "Straighten yourselves up and obey orders, you pair of arrogant mud-brained pincushions," barked Padra.
But they had rushed to unlock the door before he even finished.
"Urchin," he said gently, "this is not the place for you."
"But please, I'm his page, and I belong with him, Captain Padra, sir," said Urchin.
"You'll see him before he goes, I promise," said Padra. "If you want to help him now, send for Brother Fur."
"Yes, sir."
"Then find an otter called Aaron. She may be near the spring gate of the tower. Do you know where that is?"
"I think it's where the freshwater spring runs from the rocks to the sea, sir," said Urchin.
"Good lad. Tell her to get hold of the best boat she can find, and prepare it for Crispin."
Urchin stood still.
"I don't want to help him go, sir," he said.
Padra sighed.
"Neither do I, Urchin. Neither does any creature in its right mind. But all we can do for him now is give him the best send-off we possibly can. Find Aaron. If anybody argues with you, or with her, send them to me."
"Isn't there anything we can do to keep him here, sir?" asked Urchin.
"Nothing, Urchin," said Padra.
And for Urchin, at that point, there was only one possible future. He waited long enough to see Padra push open the door and seize Crispin in a strong otter hug. Then he raced up the stairs to find Fur, delivered his message, and dashed to the spring gate. His own words sounded in his head.
"I'm his page, and I belong with him."
He promised to serve Crispin. He hadn't promised only to serve him on Mist Mantle. The tower's main fresh water supply came from a spring bubbling up through the rocks. From a